presence.
I am content in your presence, Lord. I am content in your presence. There is love, expressions of your love, revelations of your power and might. Lord, in your presence I can bring a love of offering. I'm in the presence of my
King. Sing like you're in His presence.
I am
Lord in your presence.
We have no need.
We are content. Yes,
in your presence. In your presence. And we will not have any need.
In your presence.
We have help.
In your presence. There is love, Lord. Expressions of your love.
Yes, O God. When we are in your presence. When we are in your presence, there is something about the presence of God. There is something about His presence. Oh,
and love's a God's offering. I'm in the presence of my King.
Sing in your presence, oh,
in your presence, Aaron. Expressions of your love, Lord. Revelations of your
yes.
power.
Are you in a presence? Yes.
Lord, in your
there is love in His presence. There is help in His presence. There is healing in His presence. There is freshness in His presence.
And love's a glory, Lord. I'm in the presence of my King.
Do you believe He's able? Why don't you sing to Him?
He's able, more than able.
Lord, I don't know about your expectations. I don't know what you expect from Him. I don't know what is on your heart. But He's able. You serve a God that is able. He's an able Jehovah. He's an able El Shaddai. He's able to accomplish anything that is on your heart. He says, with Him all things are possible. I don't know what is on your heart. I don't know what is pressing, what situation you are in, but He's able. Wow! He's more than able.
make me what He wants me to be.
To make me what He wants.
To make me what He wants.
Oh, He's able to make me what He wants me to be. Oh, yes, Lord.
To make me what He wants me to be.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we are grateful. Father, we thank You. That one more time we have the opportunity, oh God, to be in Your presence. Father, we know indeed You are able. We know indeed You are able to accomplish everything that concerns us. Every situation that is in our lives, oh God, You are able to effect a change. You are able to transform that situation. You are able to transform that condition. You are able to transform us, oh God, from darkness into Your marvelous light. Therefore, oh God, this afternoon, we ask, oh God, that every situation, every condition, every opposition that is in our lives, Lord, we destroy in the name of Jesus. Oh, may You open the corridors of blessings into the lives of Your people. Father, anything that stands in their way, anything that the enemy has put before them, any mountain that stands in their way, as Your word goes forth, I pray, oh God, that we destroy every resistance and every opposition and every encounter that the enemy has erected against us. Heavenly Father, we cry unto You, O God. Make way, for You are the one that created rivers and streams, even in the desert. Therefore, Lord, we know You are able. You are the one that caused water to come out of the rock. You are the one that parted the oceans. You created the dry land in the deep. Therefore, O God, we bring down every frustration, every opposition. We destroy every work of the enemy according to the power of the blood of Jesus that is vested in us. Oh God, we cancel every plan that the enemy has taken up against that, and every enchantment and every resistance that the enemy has against us. Lord, we destroy it. By the utterance of Your word, oh God, transform conditions, change situations. We bring down every frustration, the walls of resistance. Father, we bring them down in the name of Jesus. Father, any disease that torments us, any pain that is in our body, Lord, You say this is the temple of the living God. Therefore, Your temple harbors no disease and no illness. Look not upon our sins, oh God. We cry unto You. Oh Father, we cry unto You this afternoon. Have mercy upon Your children. Be kind to us, oh God. This afternoon, we come boldly into that throne room, oh God. Because the blood had made way for us. The blood has redeemed us. That is why we are worthy to come before You. It is not by our works, oh God. Therefore, oh God, we ask that You direct our steps according to Your word. And let no iniquity have dominion over us, so we can find mercy and find grace in times of need. Change situations. Today we say change situations. We say change conditions. Today we say make transformation. Oh yes, we ask for uplifting. We ask for increase. Father, damn that heavy, that have heaviness. Lord, we cancel that. And we say, may the Spirit of God have his way in the name of Jesus. Speak to us, Jesus. Speak to us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know, but the enemy is very busy, you know, and very active. You know, yesterday I was at work, and then we were talking about this new disease. It's not new, but this new epidemic that is threatening the world. And I realized that the enemy is very busy. Hallelujah. You see, one thing that we can all testify to is that the gospel is spreading very fast. Hallelujah. You see, with the advent of time, the gospel is spreading very fast. Yesterday, I was with a person, and I met a person, and then I was talking to the person. And I was asking about if she believes in God, if she goes to church, and she says she does. And I said, are you born again? And the person said, I am baptized. And I said, what do you mean by you are baptized? When were you baptized? And who baptized you? So, apparently, I learned that the person was baptized when she was a child, when she was a baby. And so I said, so did you know then that you were being baptized? And she said, no. And I said, so somebody told you that you are baptized and that here is a paper to show that you are baptized. So as we were talking, and I said, but are you born again? He says, I'm baptized. And I said, do you understand what is born again? And then she said, well, I think born again people are some type of religious people who believe in certain things and they call themselves born again. And I said, do you have a Bible? And she said, yes. And she is holding one of these smartphones. And I said, do you have the Bible on your phone? She said, oh, yes. So I said, okay, open the Bible. And the person opened the Bible. And I said, go to John. And then she went to John. And I said, go to chapter 3. And then she opened chapter 3. And I said, start reading. And then she started reading. Can you give us John chapter 3, please? So she started reading John chapter 3. Are you awake? The projector team, are you awake? Okay, John chapter 3. So she started reading. I wasn't reading, she was reading. She says, there was a man, and she read very nicely. Because she says, anyway, I'm not giving you too much details. Because she says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And I said, read that verse again. She said, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, that means truly, truly, or true, true, or seriously, or on a serious note, except a man be born again,
He cannot see the kingdom of God. So I said, which part do you not understand? So I can explain to you. I said, tell me which part you do not understand, and I can explain that to you. She said, I understand everything. I said, so now do you understand that if you are not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God? She, right away, she said, I want to send a text to my priest. So she wanted to send a text to her priest. So the reason why I'm sharing this with you is that I realize that the gospel is spreading. You see, the gospel is going very far. That in the remotest place, you'll find someone with a Bible. Do you understand what I'm sharing with you? And so I believe also that the activities of the devil is very, very much at height. Hallelujah. So we were thinking of this Ebola epidemic. And so as we were talking about it, you know, I think you all are seeing the things on the news, how they are talking about, well, you know, if you are, this disease is probably more among healthcare providers. And so if you are in healthcare, they should, and there's something like that, they should isolate you and so on and so forth. But then you realize that, you see, this is one of the awful diseases that the least of an encounter, you can have it. You see, so you realize that if, for instance, there is a nurse that contracts the disease, the nurse goes home and the nurse has children. And the children get the disease and they go to school and they have friends and they have teachers. And the friends and the teachers also go home. They also have children. They have husbands. They go to the supermarket. They go to the mall. They go to the restaurants. And everyone there. So you can see how fast it can spread. And I feel that the enemy wants to take so many people before they receive Christ. Hallelujah. That is why we need to pray also. Amen. Because you see, wherever the activities of God increases, the enemy also increases his activity. Hallelujah. So we need to be aware of the works of the enemy. Do you see? So you realize, for instance, that as we see the grace of God upon our church, you realize that the enemy will mount up resistance and opposition. And we ought to be aware and not to relax. Hallelujah. And I can see the works of his hand. But the Bible says, give him no place. Hallelujah. It says, give him no place. And we should not give him any place. Amen. We should not give him any place. We need to be aware. We need to be awake. As he is going, as he's roaming about, we also need to be sober. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Wonderful. Well, that is just by the way. I want to share a simple message with you this afternoon. Amen. Amen. Wonderful. I want to share with you about the covenant of Noah. The covenant of Noah. Hallelujah. Manson, we want to know about the covenant of Noah. Looks like you are not excited about the message. Are you excited about my message? The covenant of Noah. Hallelujah. You know, covenants are very important. When God makes covenant with us, they affect us. Or when God speaks in the form of covenant, they affect us. And then you realize, for instance, that Adam's activities and the consequences of his activities affected us so much and continue to affect us. Adam's activity in the garden has affected us and continues to affect us. Hallelujah. Can I get a little bit of violin, please? How many of you agree with me that we have to toil? You see, we have to toil before we can eat. We have to sweat before we can eat. Besides Mary, every woman has to be pregnant and go through pain before you can have your child. Hallelujah. To this day, in as much as God has given us wisdom to offset some of this pain, every woman will experience some form of, even before the baby will come, you have some form of pain. Hallelujah. Even Salem can testify to that. Amen. So the activities of these people affect our lives so much. But you realize that it was not only Adam's activities in the garden that affect us, but someone else's activity or someone else's life has affected us and continued to affect us. And that person is in the person of Noah. Hallelujah. God made a covenant with Noah after the flood. Amen. Noah was 600 years old. And on February 7th or 17th. Let's see. Genesis chapter 7 and verse 11. Let me see exactly so you know when it started. Genesis chapter 7 and verse 11. It says, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month. So February 17th, the flood started coming. Hallelujah. The flood started coming and it rained and rained and rained. And Bible says the waters increased. It says that the spring of the deep arose and the waters increased. Hallelujah. It says that the heavens, the windows of heaven opened and there was flood. You see, sometimes you have to be careful when you are asking for the windows of heaven to open onto your life, you know, because it says that you will not have room enough to contain. When God opens his heavens, you will not have room enough to contain the blessings. Hallelujah. So the windows of heaven opened and there was flood for 40 days and 40 nights, continuously raining. And then when it was done, God made a covenant with Noah. Hallelujah. God made a covenant with Noah. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 8. The covenant of Noah. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 18. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 18. It says, and Noah went, how many of you know this story? Or you've heard this story before about Noah? Only 5 people. I don't want to go over the whole story if you have, otherwise you'll read the whole story. Wonderful. So everyone has heard about Noah. So when the rains were over, when the flood was done and the land was dry, the Bible says in verse 18, and Noah went forth and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him. Every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kinds, went forth out of the ark. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast, and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savour, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore everything living as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and winter and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Let the Lord add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the first covenant I want us to note here, God said, I will no longer destroy the earth as I had done in Noah's time. He says, I will no longer destroy the earth. I will no longer destroy the earth as was done in Noah's time. Hallelujah. That is the first covenant. So, as the earth remaineth, God is not going to destroy the earth with flood as he did in Noah's time. Hallelujah. So, there will be no more. So, if you see the rains pouring continuously for 3-4 days, do not be afraid that God is going to destroy the earth. If you hear of the tsunami, do not be afraid that this is how God is going to destroy the earth. God has said, he has made a covenant that he is not going to destroy the earth anymore as he did in Noah's time. Hallelujah. Did you read that? He says, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Hallelujah. He says, man has no change. Man is wicked. And is getting more and more wicked. But he says, I will not again curse the ground. Hallelujah. Even though everything that we think, everything that we imagine is towards evil from our childhood. From the time we are born. Hallelujah. From the time we are born, everything that we think of, everything that we imagine is bent towards evil. That is what God is saying. Hallelujah. So if it is just by our evil, then God will destroy. But he says, even though they are evil, he says, I will not again. He says, neither will I again smite anymore everything living as I have done. He will not again do that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Evil abounds everywhere. Evil abounds everywhere. You realize that most of you, as you were growing up, nobody sat you down to teach you how to lie. But it is something that is in your heart. It is innate. It is natural. You see, and it's a lot of times it becomes your default. Do you understand what that means? It means that the easiest path, what do we say that in physics? The path of less resistance is the path where liquid will flow easily. Do you see? For you, that path is lies. You see? And nobody taught you how to lie. Nobody. How many of you, your mom and your dad sat you down and they taught you how to lie? That when you are faced with a situation like this, this is how you lie and look straight in the person's eyes so that they know you are telling the truth. Meanwhile, you are lying. This you have to know before you can solve. How many of you were taught like that? Nobody taught you. Amen. As you were growing up, as a young man or young boy, nobody taught you that when a young woman passed by, turn and look at the bad side. Nobody taught you that. But even just as you were entering puberty, you started looking at women's backside. Amen. And nobody taught you that. Nobody taught you that. So it's from our childhood, sin and wickedness and evil abounds. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will not ask certain questions because, amen. We see men are marrying men, women are marrying women. Evil just is increasing. Now it is moving here in this country from state to state. It is becoming legal. It's increasing. So wickedness and evil is increasing. Amen.
Amen.
Killing, people rise up and they go to a school and kill innocent children, school children. Just kill all of them. Evil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody, You know, people are not afraid of certain things. Somebody can enter into a church and rob the people with a gun and rob the people. I heard of a story where someone entered a church, and when he came in a church, he came with a gun, and then he said everyone should lift up his phone because he was going to take their phones. This is in a country where I will not say what it begins with. So he said everyone should lift up his phone. And then everyone lifted up his phone. And he took their phones. And then the pastor didn't lift up his phone. He says, "Where's your phone?" He says, "I don't have it." The pastor didn't want to give up his phone. So he searched the pastor. And then he found the pastor's phone. He says, "Hey, pastor, you are lying, but I forgive you your sins." The thief forgives the pastor's sin. He says, "I forgive you your sins." Amen. But people are not afraid. People are not afraid. Amen. People are bold to do things like this. Hallelujah. But not that God does not see these things, but he says he will not destroy the earth as he had done according to the evil of the people, like Noah's time. Not that he cannot see. Not that he is blind to these things, but he says he will not destroy as he did in Noah's time. Amen. Therefore, we have to be very careful. We have to be very, very careful. Hallelujah. Because sometimes, as we are engaging in certain activities, we feel that it's okay. We feel that if it is this bad, God would have done something. But God has given us a promise. It's a covenant that he made. Hallelujah. The fact that you commit evil and nothing happens to you does not mean that you should have the power to continue, because nothing happened to you right away. It should not give you any power to continue on. Hallelujah. It should not give you any edge that it is okay to continue on. Amen. You commit sin and you enter the church boldly. You commit certain sin and you enter the church boldly. And then as you enter, the pastor shook your hand. And the pastor really shook your hand. And you have committed sin. You have come to the church. The pastor also shook your hand. And the pastor said, "Be blessed, brother. May things work well with you. May the Lord oppose your enemies. May the Lord remove every resistance that is in your life. May the Lord bless you." And then you feel, wow. You sin. But look what is happening. So if the Lord really saw it, or even if the pastor saw it, he wouldn't be saying all these things upon my life. This is, so you feel that it is okay. Amen. Sometimes you even insulted, as you were gossiping, you insulted the pastor before you came. You insulted him, and then you came and he shook your hand. And he pronounced some blessings over your life. You insulted your husband at home. You were so angry. Insulted him. Said all sorts of things to him. And then you came to church. And then nothing happens to you. You see, nothing happens to you. And then you go back. And even that day you say you were blessed. Hallelujah. So it seems that God does not see. It looks to you like God does not see. And the pastor cannot see. But I tell you, God can see. I said, God can see. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 and 7, it says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked." You cannot mock God. Hallelujah. It says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever you sow, any seed that you sow, you will reap it." Hallelujah. I said, you will reap it. Don't take it for granted that God does not see. He says, every seed. He said, whatsoever seed you sow, you will reap it. Hallelujah. And so yes, you committed this sin. You came. The pastor didn't feel anything. God also didn't do anything to you. You came and you received a blessing. They laid hands on you and you fell under the Spirit. And you know, even before you were coming, you have insulted your wife. You slapped your wife 3 times before you came. You are a wife beater. Amen. You know, as you were coming, you bought coffee. You gave them $5 and they give you a change. As though they thought you gave them $10. And then you look at it and you were going to give it back. And you know, something 2 times. You say, And then you put it in your pocket. And then you came. And you didn't even give all of that for offering. You kept some of that. And then you took some. Because you went to buy the coffee, so you have change. Now you have more than enough change. But you carry more than you can carry. And then you carry it in your pocket. And you know you sin. Hallelujah. I say God is not mocked. Amen. The Bible says, look, let's read Matthew chapter 12. Let's read some few scriptures. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 35. I want you to move with me quickly. Matthew 12, 35. It says, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. You see, that is normal. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart, good things will come. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure, the evil things that he has treasured in his heart, you will experience evil things from him. Hallelujah. And then he says, but I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Hallelujah. He says, every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account of it in the day of judgment. Every idle word. It means that every word that you have spoken, Benson, every word that has proceeded out of your mouth, whether it was intentional or it was an accident, every word, every single word, it means that the words that you just spoke as you were coming, the fight that you were fighting and you were so angry and insulting. Some of them didn't come out loudly, but you were whispering so the person will not hear, so that you'll be relieved. You insulted. You say every word, every idle word. You see, God, I tell you, the Lord is amazing. Hallelujah. It says every idle word that you speak, you shall give account. Amen. And so if you have done something and you have come to church and nothing has happened to you, or we were praying for people and you also came and then they lay hands on you and the man of God did not even see that you have committed some sin, do not be deceived. I said, do not be deceived. Hallelujah. And verse 37 says, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Your words. Hallelujah. So there's nothing that we should take for granted. There is no activity. There is nothing that we say that we should take for granted. It says every idle word. That means if you said it carelessly. Idle means careless. You spoke carelessly. You will give account. The thing that you say, it slipped out of my mouth. You say it's a slip of tongue. You will give account. Hallelujah. Romans 14 and verse 12. Romans 14 and verse 12. He says, so then, each one of us will give an account of himself to whom? To God. He says, each one of us will give an account of himself to God. We will give an account to God. Not to anyone else, not to a pastor, not to a prophet, not to an evangelist, not to your husband, not to your wife, not to your friend, but you will give account to God. That is why he is recorded. So it means everything that you are doing is being recorded. Because God is not unjust that when he judges, you will find fault with his judgment. You, when you are judged, it will become so obvious. You feel you qualify for hell completely, or you qualify for heaven. And there will be no appeal. You will not even feel that you need to appeal. You will realize that it is clean judgment. Hallelujah. Amen. That is why that part of prayer where we pray for forgiveness, we should not take it for granted. There are some people, they don't, even when you're having a prayer meeting, the forgiveness part, they think is just warming up. Warming up. The topics have not been introduced yet. Do you see? But you should take that part very seriously. Jesus taught us. He says we should pray that the Father will forgive us our sins as we forgive others. There are a few things that he taught us to pray about. And forgiveness is one of them. That we should ask the Father to forgive us of our sins. Hallelujah. Amen. Every idle word, the ones you said in secret, the ones you said in public, the ones you said as you, I don't know, even the ones that you say, you know, some people, they speak when they are sleeping. I don't know about that one. You know, because every idle word, sleep, words that you ask, mercy on us. I don't know, but that one I don't know. But mercy on us. If you find that scripture, share it with me. I believe it's an idle word. Hallelujah. So we need to take our asking for forgiveness seriously about things that we said. Amen. Things that we have said. The insulting, the gossips. Hallelujah. Leviticus 5:5. Leviticus. He says, and it shall be, when ye shall be guilty in one of these things, that ye shall confess that he had sinned in that thing. Do you understand the scripture? I want you to be awake. The busyness of the weekend should not, and not all of you were among the people who were busy in the weekend, so be awake. If you sleep on me, I will make you stand up. Hallelujah. We are preaching a very important message. And don't allow the enemy to put you to sleep. Hallelujah. He says, and it shall be, when ye shall be guilty in one of these things, that ye shall confess that ye had sinned in that thing. In that thing. Do you see? So don't confess your sin, general confessions. Make specific mention of the sins that you have committed. Hallelujah. Mr. Paul, could you understand what I'm sharing with you? See, Gina, so if you commit a sin, there's any sin, you make mention of that sin. You know, sometimes we are asking for forgiveness and, Lord, forgive me about what happened yesterday. What happened yesterday? Lord, concerning what happened last time, please forgive me of my sins. What happened? Make mention. It says, you should confess in that thing. Specify what you have sinned in. Specify what you have sinned in. Forgive me, Lord, that when the woman showed me her breast, and as I saw her breast, I was thinking of sleeping with her. Lord, forgive me. You see, you have to make mention of that. And then you ask that, may I never see her breast again. Do you see? Lord, may you in your divine ways change her closet. Because I associate with this person all the time. May you change all of her closet that I don't see her breasts. Do you see? Then you are delivered. But Lord, concerning the thoughts, you know, you remember the thoughts that I had. You know, what thoughts? There are so many thoughts in your head. Hallelujah. So sometimes we make certain confessions and then we don't specify concerning what happened with my husband. Lord, concerning what happened with my husband, I ask for forgiveness. There's so many things that you slept with your husband, the Lord should forgive you. That is something that happened with your husband. That is not sin. But the thing that you did, ask for forgiveness. Hallelujah. Don't generalize forgiveness like that. Amen. Don't generalize forgiveness. Hallelujah. Concerning what Reverend was preaching about, Lord, I think it affects me. So please forgive me. What? The whole message, what was it that affected you? You see, mention it. Mention the part that affects your sin. The part that affected you, the part that you have sinned in. Hallelujah. Lord, concerning my tithe, I know you, about my tithe, please forgive me. What happened to your Father, forgive me that I stole the tithe. Forgive me that I stole the money. Hallelujah. Forgive me that I stole from the offering. Forgive me. There are some people that steal from the offering. You see, people are not afraid. You see, and nothing happens to you, so you think that it's okay. You think that it's okay. You see, there was an usher in some church. And apparently, when the church is a very big church, so there are some people, they have either knee problems or ankle problems. They can't walk to come in the front to pay their tithe. So there's this usher. He runs quickly and he takes their envelopes, you know, and then he's coming to put them in a basket for them. And then as he's coming, he pockets the envelopes in the church. And this person did that for a long time. You see, when you do something and nothing happens to you instantly, that's not mean that God has not seen it. Hallelujah. It does not mean that God has not seen it. So if you're asking for forgiveness, ask properly. Ask, make mention, Lord, I have stolen the offering. Therefore, forgive me for stealing. I have stolen the tithe. I have eaten your tithe. Father, forgive me. Amen. And the Lord will make mention, the Lord will make sure he forgives you of that sin. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 13. Proverbs 28 and 13. Hallelujah. It says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. You see, if you confess your sin, you will prosper. The Bible says, if you conceal your sin, don't conceal your sin by generalized forgiveness. Hallelujah. Desiree, do you understand what I'm sharing with you? You don't make mention of, oh, Lord, generally, my activities in the church has not been fair. So please forgive me. Generally. It's not the right form of confession. Do not conceal your sins. Hallelujah. Do not conceal your sins. Because the Bible says that all things are naked before God. Anyway. And we are not asking that come and take the microphone and confess your sins. You see, you are speaking to the Lord. And he knows already, but he wants you to confess. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You see, God knows that we need salvation, but he wants us to receive salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So if you commit some sin, or if you have done something wrong and nothing has happened to you, do not assume that God does not see, or nothing is going to happen to you. Hallelujah. Someone will commit fornication. You will commit fornication and you don't even wash your hands. And then you come to church. You have committed fornication and you didn't even wash your hand. You didn't take a bath. And then you have come and contaminating everyone. You see? And then you think it's a joke. Do you understand what I'm sharing with you? Is it possible? Yes, it's possible. You are going to pick up your beloved to church. You drive your car to pick up your beloved, and then as you get down in front of the house, you are waiting on in a car. She says, "Oh, can you come up and zip my kaba for me? Come and zip my, because a little weight now, I cannot do it myself, and I live by myself." So you run up quickly, and you are going to zip up the kaba. And then when, as you go there, the zip is all the way down. You see? You are going to pick up your beloved. She said, come up. So you run quickly. Let me zip up. And then as you go, ace. And then wicked thoughts come in your head. And then wicked ideas. And then you pretend like the zip is too hard. Because you are enjoying yourself as you are down there. Then you pretend like you are passed out. You say, what is wrong with you? So she has to sit on you to do CPR. By the time she realizes, certain things have happened. And then you look, you say, hey, we are late to church. Quickly, you dress up. Let's go to church. And then you come in your car and drive to church. And you come and sing, and the two of you, you are singing duet. You are singing duet in the church, in our praise and worship. And nothing happens to you. And so you think that God did not see. God has seen beer. Hallelujah. And the time is coming. Amen. You see, there are certain things. You see, one, he says that I will not destroy, I will not curse the earth as he did in Noah's time. And so he's not, nothing is going to happen to you instantly that we all can see. Hallelujah. You are having your wedding and your wedding is Saturday. And then Thursday night or Friday night, you were together. And you didn't behave. And things have happened. Your wedding is Saturday. And then you misbehave on Friday night. And then on Saturday, you have a white gown and a white vest over your face. And then you come and stand before God. And then we bless you. And then we speak a lot of blessings over your life. And then your wedding was nice and beautiful. And then you finish your wedding and nothing happened to you. I tell you. Amen. You know, Paul said in Galatians, I believe 2:21, he says, I do not frustrate the grace of God. Beloved, let us not frustrate the grace of God. Hallelujah. Let us not frustrate the grace of God. Amen. Let us not frustrate. If nothing is happening to you, do not frustrate the grace of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Do not let the mercies of God and his patience and his forbearance fool you. Hallelujah. Do not let it fool you and let you keep on doing evil. Amen. It's not a good thing. Hallelujah. I say it's not a good thing. Amen. Well, the second covenant God made with Noah, the second covenant is about the principles of cycles. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 8. The principles of cycles. Is someone being blessed? Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22. It says, while the earth remaineth, I said the second covenant is the principles of cycles. And Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22. God said, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest time and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. He says, these seasons, they shall not cease. As long as the earth remaineth, there will be cycles. As long as we are here on earth, there will be cycles. One, it says seed time and harvest time will always be there. There will always be a seed time and there will always be a harvest time. As long as the earth remains. There will always be cold and there will always be heat. As long as the earth remains. We cannot have cold all the time and there is no heat coming. No matter how long the cold lasts, heat is coming. Hallelujah. You see, during the 40 years of 40 days, days and night, 40 days and night, the Bible says that there was rain continuously. So the cycles were broken. Do you understand? The cycles were broken. But God is making a covenant that as long as this earth remains, these seasons shall never stop. There will always be seed time and there will always be harvest time. There will always be cold and there will always be heat. He says there will always be summer and there will always be winter. Hallelujah. And there will always be day and there will always be what? Night. He says these things shall not cease. Hallelujah. So God made a covenant with Noah about the principles of cycles. God made a covenant. And the earth will always have these cycles. It is a promise. And it's affecting our lives now. There will always be cycles. Hallelujah. Though the flood interrupted the cycles, God has made this covenant that there will always be these cycles. Hallelujah. There will be a day when you are sowing. But there will be a day when you are reaping also. Hallelujah. Your sowing days will come. Your reaping days will come. Helen, there will be a day where you are investing. There's a period for investment. But there will be a day where you receive your reward also. Hallelujah. You will not continuously just keep investing and investing without receiving reward. Your reward is also coming. Hallelujah. It means as long as you are here on earth, as long as you are here on earth, there will be a time that you will rise up. There will be a time in your life that you will rise up. And there will be a time that you'll be coming down. Also, have you not realized? Sometimes your spirit is so high. Nothing has happened, but you feel so high and you feel so happy. But then there's another time that you don't know what is happening, but you have a gloom day. And you are down. Hallelujah. As long as the earth remains, these cycles will be there. Amen. You are up today, you'll be down tomorrow. That is why you need to remember the people that you encounter as you are going up. As you are going up, as you are rising, you need to remember the people that you encounter. Because you encounter the same people when you are coming down. They are here on earth. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? You need to remember. Because you will rise, but you will also come down. Amen. Your sun will shine. The sun, you will see a day where the sun is shining upon you. But there's a time that is coming where the darkness will also come in. Hallelujah. I said there's a period where there's a sun coming in, but there's a period also where there is darkness coming in. Hallelujah. As you are laughing today, another day is coming when you are crying. Amen. And this is a covenant that God made. God promised these cycles. Hallelujah. God made these cycles and he has made this covenant with Noah. And they're affecting our lives today. Hallelujah. Therefore, as you are down today, that you are feeling your spirit is down and you feel like a gloom day, I can assure you, I can give you that assurance without a doubt that a day is coming where you arise and you'll be up again also. Hallelujah. Let us read a scripture in Psalm 126. Psalm 126 and verse 6. Psalm 126 and verse 6. Hallelujah. Psalm 126. It says, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seeds, shall what? Doubtless. I said, these cycles, they are here with us. These cycles, they are covenants that God has made. It says, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves or his harvest with him. So it means that when you are sowing, it is painful sometimes. When you are sowing, it is painful. Sometimes even when you are sowing, when you are paying your tithe, it is painful. But it says that it's precious seed. You are sowing precious seed and you are letting it go. And it says that you will doubtless, no doubt. And it is the word of God. I say it is the word of God. I say, it is the word of God. He says, in no doubt would you come back rejoicing. In no doubt would you come back again laughing. Hallelujah. I don't know what situation that you are in right now. It's causing you secret tears. It is making you cry. It is giving you sleepless night. You go to bed and you cannot even sleep. It becomes a nightmare. You wake up in the middle of the night crying. But I tell you, I said it will not be forever. It will not go on forever. I say a day is coming. I see a day coming. I say I see a day coming. As your darkness is here today, I see a light coming. It shall be like a moon day. I say it shall be like a noonday as your light is coming. And it looks like it is going on and it's going on. But he says, as the earth remaineth. He says, as the earth remaineth. As the earth remaineth. If you are here on this earth, I see a day coming where your light is also going to shine. I see a day coming where your tears are going to dry. I see a day coming where the tears, they are going to turn into laughter. He says, as you are going, sowing these precious seeds, doubtless you will come back with your harvest in your hand. Hallelujah. I say you will come back with your harvest in your hand. Hallelujah. Galatians 6:9, it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing. Let us not be weary. Let us keep on. Let us continue on. It is a cycle. Let us keep on. He says, let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. Hallelujah. I don't know what situation that you are in. I don't know what condition you are in. I don't know what darkness you are in. I don't know what is keeping you sleepless. I don't know what is causing your anxiety. I don't know what is giving you high blood pressure. I don't know what is happening in your life right now that seems as if you are at the end of a tunnel. I see light coming in your life. I say, I see light coming in your life. It is the promise of God. And he has made that covenant. He says, as long as the earth remaineth, there will be seed time and there will be harvest time. There will be sowing and there will be reaping. As you are sowing in tears, there is joy coming. I say, joy is following. Joy is a following. Joy is after you. As you are sowing, going, turn around and see that joy is also behind you. Hallelujah. There is joy also behind you. Amen. It looks as if now you owe a lot of people. It looks as if there is more debt in your life. It looks as if you owe so many people. But I see a day coming where you are going to lend to people. I see a day coming where people are coming to you to borrow. Oh, you go and they say, today we don't have it. Today we don't have it. And you are borrowing. You are going from place to place. I see a day coming where people will be coming to you and they will be borrowing. Hallelujah. It says, as far as the earth remaineth, as long as we live here on this earth, as long as we live here on this earth, there's your day coming. Your day is also coming. Yes, you see all your friends getting married. Your classmates have all getting married. And everyone is getting married. This one has a wife. This one has a husband. That one has this. And then you see them all over. You see them on Facebook with their wives and with their husbands. You see them with their children. And you see them with this, building families. I see a day that is coming that yours is also coming. Hallelujah. I said there's a day that is coming. There's a day that is coming. There's a day that is coming. And you will not remember these days anymore. But it's a cycle. Hallelujah. It says, as the earth remaineth, as the earth remaineth, there is seed time and there is harvest time. I said there is seed time and there is what? Harvest time. Hallelujah. There is seed time and there is harvest time. As long as you sow, you will reap. If we faint. He said, let us not be weary in well-doing. Let us not be weary. Ellen, let us not be weary in well-doing. Yes, it looks as if that you are doing, you are not seeing it. But it's a cycle. It will end. It will surely end. He says, the promise there will, it might tarry. It may tarry. It is the word of God. But wait for it, because it will surely come. I say it will surely come. Amen. Just wait for it. It will surely come. It will surely come. It will surely come. I say it will surely come. I say it will surely come. Hallelujah. Your light will shine. I say your light will shine. That darkness, you will not see it. Your light. There is a light following that darkness that is after you. Hallelujah. He says, as long as this earth remaineth, winter and summer will be here. Seed time and harvest time will be here. Day and night will be here. David, day and night will be here. I see your day coming. Hallelujah. It looks as if you are in the night, and it looks as if you have been in that night for too long, but I see your day coming. I see your day coming. This heaviness, I see it being uplifted, because it is the covenant of the Lord. It is the covenant of the Lord. Hallelujah. No one will cry forever. I see your tears being wiped up. Your pillows will be dry. I say your pillows, they will be dry. Hallelujah. You wake up smiling and stretching forth. Amen. You wake up, this tenant, this landlord that is always knocking your door. I see a day where you are going to knock at other people's door to ask for the rent. And you say, where is the rent? I say, I need to pay the mortgage. Where is the rent? I need you to pay. I see that day coming in your life. Practically, you are going to live to experience it. And we are going to see testimonies here. It's the promise of the Lord. Hallelujah. I say the promise of the Lord. Amen. I see a change coming. Oh, he's a cantankerous husband. She's a cantankerous wife. Why did God put me in this? God put you in that relationship for a purpose. I see a day coming where you will look and you say, is this really my husband? Is this really my wife? Something must have happened. Nothing has happened. It's the cycles of the Lord. And it is his promise. And I see that practically coming into your life. Hallelujah. I see that practically happening into your life. Amen. That is why we say no condition is permanent. Amen. It is a principle. It is based on that principle. Vicky, I see a day coming. I see you say, your day shall be like a noonday. I say, your day shall be like a noonday. It's as if the night will never be, it's as if you have never seen night before. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, but the problem is sometimes people also want to defile the covenant. People want to defile the covenant. You see, God says, as the earth remaineth, there will be seed time and there will be what? Harvest time. But you see, there are some people, they want harvest, but no seed. It is against the covenant. Say to your neighbor, the covenant is seed time and harvest time. There is no harvest when there is no seed. But the Lord can make an intervention on your case. Except that the Lord makes an intervention on your case. So there are some people, they want to reap the blessings of a tithe, but they don't sow. So it says, it's a covenant that the Lord has made. There will be seed time and harvest time. Say to your neighbor, seed time and harvest time. Seed time and harvest time. Seed time and harvest time. Hallelujah. Amen. Wonderful. So you will sow precious seeds in tears. Sometimes they are raising funds and they say, who can give $1,000 to support this? Who can give $500 to support this? And then you look and then you look at your rent and you look at the bills that you have, your school loans and this and that. And you look at all these things and it is very difficult. But something comes in you and then you raise up your hand and you sow that seed in tears. It is okay to cry after you have sown the seed. But there's a time that is coming. It says, you'll return with joy. It says, and let us not be weary in well-doing. In due season, there are seasons. And your season is coming. Hallelujah. I see your season coming. I say, I see your season coming. I see your season is coming. Say, my season is coming. My season is coming. Hallelujah. Why don't you clap for the Lord as we bring the service to a close, and we will continue next time that we are together. There's a harvest time coming in your life. Oh yes, the darkness is not forever. You will not stay in this condition forever. You will not stay in this condition forever. You will not stay in this condition. As the earth remaineth, as the earth remaineth, as the earth remaineth, there is seed time and there is harvest time. There is summer and there is winter. There is cold and there is heat. There will always be day and there will always be night. As the earth remaineth, the seasons, they are in cycles.